A wave of dizziness rushed through me. Babar thanked them for coming. "I picked out your present myself," Asif said. Tanya's face twitched, and her eyes flicked from Asif to me. She smiled unconvincingly and blinked. I wondered if Baba had noticed. "Still playing soccer, Asif John?" Baba said. He'd always wanted me to be friends with Asif. Asif smiled. It was creepy how genuinely sweet he made it look. "Of course, Kaka John." "Right wing, as I recall," Baba said. "Actually, I switched to center forward this year," Asif replied. "You get to score more that way. We're playing the Mekrarayon team next week. Should be a good match. They have some good players." Baba nodded. "You know, I played center forward too when I was young." "I'll bet you still could if you wanted to," Asif said. He favored Baba with a good-natured wink. Baba returned the wink. "I see your father has taught you his world-famous flattering ways," Baba said. He elbowed Asif's father and almost knocked the little fellow down. Mahmoud's laughter was about as convincing as Tanya's smile, and suddenly, I wondered if maybe, on some level, their son frightened them. I tried to fake a smile, but all I could manage was a feeble upturning of the corners of my mouth. My stomach was turning at the sight of my father bonding with Asif. Asif shifted his eyes to me. "No, Wali and Kamal are here too. They wouldn't miss your birthday for anything," he said, laughter lurking just beneath the surface. I nodded silently. "I were thinking about playing a little game of volleyball tomorrow at my house," Asif said. "Maybe you'll join us. Bring Hassan if you want to." "That sounds fun," Baba said, beaming. "What do you think, Amir?" "I don't really like volleyball," I muttered. I saw the light wink out of Baba's eyes, and an uncomfortable silence followed. "Sorry, Asif John," Baba said, shrugging. That stung, his apologizing for me. "Nay, no harm done," Asif said. "But you have an open invitation, Amir John. Anyway, I heard you like to read, so I brought you a book. One of my favorites." He extended the wrapped birthday gift to me. "Happy birthday." He was dressed in a cotton shirt and blue slacks, a red silk tie and shiny black loafers. He smelled of cologne and his blonde hair was neatly combed back. On the surface, he was the embodiment of every parent's dream, a strong, tall, well-dressed and well-mannered boy with talent and striking looks, not to mention the wit to joke with an adult. But to me, his eyes betrayed him. When I looked into them, the facade faltered and revealed a glimpse of the madness hiding behind them. "Aren't you going to take it, Amir?" Baba was saying. "Huh?" "Your present," he said testily. "Asif John is giving you a present." "Oh," I said. I took the box from Asif and lowered my gaze. I wished I could be alone in my room with my books, away from these people. "Well?" Baba said. "What?" Baba spoke in a low voice, the one he took on whenever I embarrassed him in public. "Aren't you going to thank Asif John?" That was very considerate of him. I wished Baba would stop calling him that. How often did he call me Amir John? "Thanks," I said,